18. Einfach mal alle gemeinsam dieses Wort genießen. Glauben
proklamieren. Amen. He is our peace. Amen. Ephesians 2, verse 14. For he himself is our peace, who has made both one, and has broken down the middle wall of separation, having abolished in his flesh the enmity, that is, the law of commandments contained in ordinances, so as to create in himself one new man from the two, thus making peace, and that he might reconcile them both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity. And he came and preached peace to you who were afar off and to those who were near. For through him we both have access by one Spirit to the Father. Amen.
Hat uns in einem Leib mit Gott versöhnt durch das Kreuz.
He reconciled us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby putting to death the enmity.
Ich genieße sehr dieses Kapitel 2 im
I have to admit, I really enjoy this chapter 2 in Ephesians. I have seen again that this chapter is a short summary of the purpose of God. I want to come back again to chapter 3, verse 3 and 4. How that by revelation he made known to me the mystery, as I have briefly written already, by which, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ.
Also hier bezieht er sich auf das, was er eben geschrieben hat.
Here he is referring what he's talking here about, this briefly written, that is concerning what he just described in chapter 2, what he has done on the cross and what he's still doing. Therefore, it is so precious for us to take this time here in chapter 2 of Ephesians. Every single aspect of his work, what he has done and what he wants to reveal to us. We want to see, behold this mystery. We need enlightened eyes of our heart. A lot of what is written here is really mysterious. For the natural man without the Spirit is not tangible. The fact being put to death and resurrection, being transferred into the heavens, how can you realize that without the Spirit? Even if we know it, we might not have experienced it yet. The brothers who have been baptized this morning can testify in faith, yes, I have been put to life with Christ, and I've been raised up, and I have been made sit together in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. This mystery is to be discovered, but it is not all.
dem Herrn nicht genug, nur ein persönliches Werk in uns zu tun.
It is not enough for the Lord to do a personal work in us, but it is a work towards a single abode in the Spirit. What are we have been made living? What is our goal? If we stand still after having been regenerated, we don't come to a goal. The Lord has one single goal. He wants us to be built up in this abode, in this dwelling place in the Spirit. If we want to be prepared as the bride when he comes back, we have to be in this building. This has to be our focus. Our whole being is necessary to reach that goal. It's not a matter of a side work. Lord, this is what you want. This is what you have prepared. You have brought forth this one new man. Lord, I'm not a Christian for myself. I don't want to reach the goal only personally. Lord, I want to reach your goal by sacrificing myself for this building. In Revelation chapter 3, the Lord speaks to those who overcome in Philadelphia. That's verse 12, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he shall go out no more. Amen. He who overcomes is built in by the Lord. We remain in this building, even if it is not so simple. It really costs also life. Give it up. And bring it again and again to the cross. Realize what your soul often wants, and this soul has to remain in the death. Again and again, this is tested in the daily building of the church life. Here, the Lord purifies us. Yes, and sometimes we have our troubles here. Whenever the natural man comes in, there is a difficulty. And that produces difficulties, and it won't work on the long run in the church life. This has to be treated. The Lord has to treat that. I'm so happy that after having received that realization of this one building, it is not a matter of separating ourselves in troubles. That means our God cannot fulfill his plan. His plan will not fail, praise the Lord. He calls us, leaving behind our old being. Come under his headship and to be so keen and in this exercise of keeping the oneness. Where is that situation of enmity out of a sudden in here, in this situation. It is not out of the Lord. And Galatians 5 is so clear. What is the fruit of the Spirit? What is the works of the Spirit? The expression makes it so clear. Is something of the Spirit or is something of the flesh? There are certain signs of the expression of a walk in the flesh. Here he says in chapter 5, now the works of the flesh are evident. If you're not sure if it is from the Spirit or from the flesh, look on the expression. Adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, idolatry, sorcery, hatred, contentions, enmities. If we have enmities in the church life, it is not out of the Spirit. He has defeated the enmity. And if I have enmity against brothers, there's something not working. I might have my good reasons, but it is the wrong source, right? He has abolished in his flesh the enmity, chapter 2, verse 15. In my experience, it's so clear, we don't like enmity. Even as a human being, I don't want to have enmity. And even more, after having decided ourselves for the Lord, we want to have peace. We don't want to have that enmity. We want to have peace. But out of a sudden, there are differences in ideas. I'm very convinced about my position. I don't want to give in. And then, out of a sudden, there's even a accusation. There are even situations where I am hurt. And then a situation is not treated well. And you try to defend yourself. And in the end, I say, well, I don't want to talk to that person anymore because I'm very hurt. And out of a sudden, the enemy uses such a situation to cause division in this body, and which is completely contrary to this goal of oneness of the Lord. But praise the Lord, we have a way. The Lord has given us a different way. This development, which I just described, it can happen even in the family, in the marriage life. We have this problem. We have different points of views, different actions, ways of actions, and even we hurt in one another, and in the end we have enmity with our partner of life. This is really awful. We need this other way, and praise Lord, we have this other way. It is the cross. The cross is not somewhere. No, it is the crucified one. It is this crucified life of this Christ living in my spirit. In my spirit, I have the reality of the cross. Therefore, in Romans, it is said in chapter 8 that through the Spirit, we can kill the actions of our mortal body. Put to death the deeds of the body. That is chapter 8, verse 13.
von mir selbst nicht lassen kann, Selbstsucht,
when I cannot leave myself or from myself, I cannot let it just be apart. It's even like sometimes it is so strong, yourself is so strong, even if you realize myself is now the source of a problem. But this selfishness is something the Lord wants and can save us. He wants to save us and He can save us. Our way is the turning to our spirit. I'm so happy that the Lord has taught us in the church life. This is the basis of our church life. Otherwise, we can't practice the church life if we don't know the turning to our spirit. Only by this, the oneness, if we don't know that, the oneness is not possible, right, Helmut? We have this way and we turn ourselves to the Spirit. And we seek that way. Even in my relationship to my wife, I realize that. If there is a trouble, turn yourself to the Spirit. Seek the peace of the Lord. The Spirit always has a tendency towards the peace. The Spirit says, stop. Don't continue. Don't start to take out your list of accusations. But I can accuse you of this and this and this and this, where you have seen a mistake. If we are in spirit, there is not a problem visible, but in our flesh, we just love to unfold it and present it towards one another. But the Spirit stops us. He says, no, this doesn't help to realize my goal. When the Lord speaks, He speaks, let the peace be such a judge in your heart. A rule, right? The peace of the Lord often was like that, that he didn't position himself to my side. He told me, leave it. Just leave it. If I'm in the Lord, I can say, Amen. Sometimes the peace of the Lord even spoke to me, you can keep your position, but still look for the peace. It's not a matter of only whatever I feel and my impression is completely aside. No, sometimes my position is correct, but still causes problems. But if we seek the peace of the Lord, we have another way to get along with another. You don't have to throw away whatever you have received from the Lord. But we can trust in the Lord. Lord, here, you can even give this brother, this other brother, revelation. Though there might be differences, there might be inward small separations, we can really come to the Lord and trust this Lord who is the peace and who works in our saints. And He does it. If we have this attitude and seek the Lord, even in the conflicts, whenever they are there, there is a way in the house of the Lord. It's not a sort of a peace where we say, okay, don't talk, and we keep the conflict somewhere in the underground. This is not the way. such a peace actually is not a real peace. It's like a sleeping volcano. Outwardly, you don't see anything. Sometimes you see some smoky but until a situation where there's so much conflict which has evolved and then there is an explosion. No, this is not the peace we want to have. This peace doesn't cause glory. We come to the Lord in all things and we are open with one another. I'm so impressed that the Lord has made Jews and Gentiles to one new man. This is a wonderful fact. But was there a problem with these differences? Or yes, there was a big problem. In Acts 15, there was in Antiochia a lot of people became believers, and there were some from the Gentiles, one from the Jews, and they were called Christians because they realized we are not anymore Messianic Jews or some believing Greeks. No, we belong to Christ. We are Christians. And then in chapter 15, and certain, verse 1, men came down from Judea and taught the brethren, unless you are circumcised according to the custom of Moses, you cannot be saved. Therefore, when Paul and Barnabas had no small dissension and dispute with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain others of them should go up to Jerusalem to the apostles and elders about this question. Oh, there were dispute. Not a small dissension. Not a small thing. Because some elements had come in which disturbed that peace. They were brothers who were convinced that the others had to be circumcised according to the custom of Moses. These were brothers. They were in the new man. But their vision was not so clear about this one new man. Therefore, they brought the law. And they said, oh, look here in the word. You have to be circumcised. But I like the attitude of the saints at that time. They didn't ignore it. And they said, okay, leave us alone. We have such a nice church life. No. This matter needs a clarification. And it was treated. We cannot clarify it among us. Let's go to Jerusalem. Let's seek the Lord. We have one head of the body. We have one Christ. He has to show us how he wants to build his church. It's such a wonderful example. it would have been the first separation. And then we would have a church of these customs of Moses, and the others would have the Gentiles. And they would have had a kind of peace, but it was not the peace of Christ. The peace of Christ is below the headship, under the headship of Christ. If there is a conflict, if there is a distance, this should never lead to a enmity. We come together. We come into the fellowship with the Lord. And you know how it developed. It was not that simple. I don't want to mention more of that situation. In the end, the Lord had spoken and gave peace to the brothers. And they could be built up even more. And this decision in the end was there, and it came to a peace among the churches. And then they continued, Paul and Barnabas. And then chapter 15, verse
30.
Chapter 24. There was the summary of that fellowship, verse 24 in chapter 15 of Acts. Since we have heard that some who went out from us have troubled you with words, unsettling your soul, saying, you must be circumcised and keep the law, to whom we gave no such commandment, it seemed good to us, being assembled with one accord, to send chosen men to you with our beloved Barnabas and Paul, men who have risked their lives for the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have therefore sent Judas and Silas, who will also report the same things by word of mouth. For it seemed good to the Holy Spirit and to us to lay upon you no greater burden than these necessary things, that you abstain from things offered to idols, from blood, from things strangled, and from sexual immorality. If you keep yourselves from these, you will do well. Farewell. So when they were sent off, they came to Antioch, and when they had gathered the multitude together, they delivered the letter. When they had read it, they rejoiced over its encouragement. In verse 33, it says, after they had stayed there for a time, they were sent back with greetings from the brethren to the apostles. Peace was restored among the churches. The Spirit had spoken, and the result was the peace of Christ. This encourages me. There is a way. And even today, there is a way. We have a way. Sometimes we have difficult questions, but brothers, there is a way to keep the oneness. And we believe that. And therefore, we have the stand, and we have taken that stand. Lord, you can recover the church in oneness. Christianity, unfortunately, gave up and resignated, saying, we cannot keep that oneness. And everybody follows his only way. And today we have so many directions and groups and ways. But if we look into the Word, we have to admit, this is not the way the Lord has shown us. This doesn't correspond to his testimony. He has made us one new man. And the expression of this one new man is, according to the scripture, that there is one single church per locality. This is the way the Lord wants to express this oneness, this one church where we all belong to. And this is what the Lord wants to build practically. And therefore, there's only one church per locality. There's no other example, right? This oneness has to be restored by the church. There's no way to build church in a denomination. If I want to build the church as he has ordained it, we have come back to that basis. We are one, we have been made one in one body. And this has to be our stand as a church. We're one body in Christ with all believers in our locality. We have been made one body. And on this basis, we gather together. And through his cross, he can overcome all separation. For a natural being, it seems impossible, but in spirit, it is possible. I am joyful. Since some months, we have a lot of saints in Aalen who have a different background as Christians. They had been used to other types of sermons, and there had been difficulties, but we see what keeps us together, the one Spirit which we have received, the one Father which we have. And in spirit, we have this access, and we take that access. And I'm so glad seeing that the Lord can work building up. Even if we don't agree in all teachings, but this is not our basis, right? But we have this one common access to the Father, that we know our spirit, and that we let the Lord do his work. I cannot make it, but I can be open. Father, produce your oneness. Often we come to that point, how should we react? And we come to the Father. And he helps, he leads, and he gives grace for our many, many needs. And he works step by step, this expression. This is our promise here. And I have a lot of joy to discover that again and again. He wants to have this expression even more.